The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you're in the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I know with April showers come May flowers, but with May flowers also come allergies. I'm sorry. We'll see how much of this I can do before my voice gives out entirely. The fourth Sunday of Easter is always Good Shepherd Sunday, so our readings are always focused on Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And it means that we get the favorite, the number one hit of all of the Psalms, Psalm 23. I don't know about you, but I've prayed Psalm 23 a lot. It is a frequent request at funerals. It is a go-to psalm anytime that we're in trouble. It really is a psalm among psalms. And I think one of the reasons that we enjoy it so much is because it provides such comfort. Now, Lent was a difficult season. I don't know how it was for you, but for me, Lent, though it's one of my, it really is my favorite season of the whole liturgical year, is a challenging one. And we're told throughout the course of Lent, the cost of discipleship. We're told over and over again of our need to follow the two great commandments, to love God and to love one another. But on this day, the charge is different. On this day, we are told to rest in the Lord. I don't know about you, but resting is not one of the things that I do well. I live a rather frenetic life, as do most of us. And it is hard to simply rest in the Lord. But that is what we are called to do in the 23rd Psalm. I know we know the words well, no matter what the translation is. But it begins, "The Lord is my shepherd." If the Lord is my shepherd, what does that mean? What does it mean about me? What does it mean about the Lord? If the Lord is my shepherd, that means I am part of the Lord's flock, that he has called me to be part of his flock, and there is nothing that I can do about it. How many of you have ever kept sheep or cattle or other creatures? Do they like to stay in the yard? Or do they like to go wandering over where the grass to them seems a little greener? They wander, don't they? And what do you do when your sheep or your cow wanders to the neighbor's yard? You go and you get them. And what happens when they do it again? You go and you get them. And what happens if they do it a third time? You go and you get them. And that's what our God does with us. We are his sheep of his flock, and when we wander away, he goes and he gets us over and over and over again. Because we are part of his flock, which means he needs to protect us. It means that when we stray, he goes and he gets us. It says, "I will not be in want," because a good shepherd provides for the sheep. Those of you who keep animals know that you need to provide for them because they can't provide for themselves, right? So that's what the Lord does. The Lord says, you are part of my flock, therefore I will take care of you. I will give you the things that you need. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord requires me to lie down and rest sometimes, and to lie down in green pastures. The Holy Land is not a place that has lots of greenery. It is a place that is filled with desert. And so here we have an image of greenery. We have an image of provision. We have an image of abundance. And it is in this place that the Lord causes the flock to lie down, in a place where there is no want, in a place where they can be safe. Again, those of you who keep animals, will they lie down if they feel unsafe? No. They get up. They want to do what they can to protect themselves from the enemies. When they feel safe, when they feel secure, that's when they lie down. So the Lord causes us to lie down by making us feel safe, and lying down in a place where we can see the abundance given to us by God. And he leads me beside the still waters. A lot of times in the Bible, waters are chaotic. We see the waters of creation. So waters are places of chaos, or places of danger. And here the waters are still. They don't provide a threat. Instead, they provide a place where the sheep can drink with no fear. So here the sheep are, lying down, feeling safe and secure, with lots of greenery around to eat, with still waters from which they can drink. You restore my soul, O Lord. Oh, that's something my soul has needed. But how can my soul be restored if I don't lie down? If I think that I need to protect myself from the enemies of the world, how can my soul be restored? It can't. My soul is restored by lying down, feeling safe and secure in the one who is my shepherd. So lying there, the flock is restored. You guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Does that mean straight pathways? No, it means that the pathway is often crooked, and you have to follow it, even if you can't see what's around the corner. It may not be straight, but it is the right pathway. And why is it the right pathway? Because the shepherd knows where he's taking us, and we can rely upon the shepherd to lead us in the right direction. And all we have to do is follow. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And why shall I fear no evil? It is because the Lord, the shepherd, is leading me on the right pathway. And even though I can't see what's around the next turn, and even though this area looks dark, and even though I might fear that enemies are lurking somewhere, the Lord is leading me on those pathways, and the Lord will protect me. So though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So the rod is a sort of club that is used to defend against the enemies, against wolves and other threats who may come along. And the staff is what will help guide the sheep. You see shepherd staffs with those crooks to help to lead the sheep where they need to be, to sometimes get them out of trouble. Because sheep have a way of getting themselves into trouble, don't they? Those of you who've kept sheep, if there's trouble, they'll find it. I kept goats. Goats are a little bit better. Although they found their own trouble. They're a little smarter and they found trouble. But the sheep will find trouble. And there may be enemies lurking out there, but we're told we don't need to fear them, because the Good Shepherd has a rod to protect us and a staff to guide us. And so knowing that, we have comfort. Next, we're told that our enemies are out there, but God has a way of dealing with them too. God has a way of mocking the enemy. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So the enemies are there, but God is preparing a table, an abundant table filled with all the good things that we need, and is gloating over the enemies who gloated over us. So we can sit at this table with the enemy out there, knowing that we are safe. You anoint my head with oil, which is a way of acknowledging that you are a member of the flock. Our heads are anointed at baptism. They're anointed again at confirmation. You anoint my head with oil. And this time it was a way of also expressing hospitality, washing the feet and anointing with oil. So you belong here in this place. And my cup is running over. This is a place of abundance, more than what we could possibly need is given to us. So there is a scene where we're able to lie down, where we have everything that we need provided for us, where we have protection from the enemy who's out there, where the Lord has us gloating over the enemy. The enemy cannot prevail against the Lord. Where we have been acknowledged as part of this flock, where we have more than what we need, our cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And that's not the best translation, because goodness and mercy don't just follow. Goodness and mercy pursue. That's a better translation of that verb. Shall pursue me all the days of my life, just as the Lord pursues those who stray. Goodness and mercy pursue us, even when we do not feel worthy of God's goodness or God's mercy. Goodness and mercy pursue us all the days of our life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As we look back on Psalm 23, who is doing all of the verbs? God is. All that we're asked to do is to follow, is to rest, is to acknowledge that this is a place where we belong in the flock of God. Beyond that, we're not asked to do anything. God is the one doing everything for us. And in this frantic life that I have, the frantic life that you probably have, how comforting it is to be able to know that we can rest in the Lord. Just rest. That we don't have to do anything but follow and listen to the Lord's guiding, listen to the Lord's voice, and let the Lord do what the Lord wants to do for us, which is to provide us with everything that we need, to call us into a place of safety, to show the abundant goodness and mercy that is ours simply by being part of the Lord's flock. So I ask that for just a few moments we stop and we rest in the Lord. We rest in the promise of Psalm 23. Just rest. And we thank you, O Good Shepherd, for your provision for us, for we, like sheep, go astray. How good it is to know that your mercy, your goodness, will pursue us all the days of our life, that when we stray, you will go and find us, and you will bring us into the green pasture next to the still waters and provide for us as you always have. We give you thanks for your abundant mercy. Amen. And let us join together